Executive, administrative, professional, and supervisory employees covered by the city's management compensation plan will see the city's pension pickup drop from 7% to 6%. Employees hired after January of 2010 will see the city's pension pickup disappear. Those workers will also have to pay more for health insurance. Employee contributions will increase from 11% to 11.5%. Columbus Human Resources Director Chet Christie says the moves implement recommendations made a few years ago by an economic advisory committee appointed by the city.
It incrementally reduces the pension pickup benefit, as well as eliminating that benefit in its entirety by 2019. It also incrementally increases the health insurance contribution that is paid by our employees. Certainly, we want to ensure that although our employees are paying a higher percentage of the premium contribution, that they're paying a higher percentage of a cost that is increasing by less than 5%, as opposed to what is closer to the national average of between 12 and 15%.
Council also approved a 10-year, 75% property tax break worth $167,000 for a wealthy local developer. Interim Columbus Development Director Nicole Brandon says an affiliate of Arshot Investment, owned by Bill Schottenstein, will renovate the vacant Cord Camera building on South High Street.
This proposed project involves the renovation of 6,615 square feet, formerly home of Cord Camera in downtown Columbus. The site will be refitted with retail operation on the first floor, office and condominiums.
Town Square Limited purchased the vacant building last year. Council also approved a $728 million capital improvements budget, adding $4.6 million in projects to the original proposal. $379 million of the budget is for new projects for the year. Council added money to grow the fiber optic network, add wheelchair curb ramps, and boost small business.